Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
We'll get some Tiger stuff coming up a little bit later on from down here in Florida. 248-539-9797. Ticket text 97136. All right, we've retweeted Kang's original tweet. I went out for a run this morning, and I'm running along, and there it is, just out there hanging out. And I'm like, what? No, and it was not an alligator, but you could see it. It's been retweeted at DuncanGator971. Gator, let me tell you what it was. All right?
Yeah, trying to look at it right now.
Oh, okay. You got the video up?
Yeah.
Do you see that?
Sort of.
You can't tell because much sunshine?
It's a little glare, yeah.
Yeah, all right. I'll tell you what it was. It was a cow. It was a cow just hanging out in the neighborhood.
It was a moo-moo.
Yeah, it was cow. Somebody's cow is just hanging out in this neighborhood. Now, we're not like out in rural farmland.
No, we're not. We're actually real close to a freeway.
Kind of in the city. And there's a cow, Gator.
Cow.
It's just a cow.
Okay.
Now, I wasn't quite sure what to do with the cow, whether I should address the cow, should I call someone about the cow.
You always address the cow.
Do I? What do you say to a cow?
Hey, cow.
Okay.
How's your day going?
I didn't talk to the cow. At first, I was like, is that a bull? I want to make sure it wasn't a bull.
Oh, did you see horns?
I did not. But when I first saw what looked like a cow or a bull, I was like, I was pretty far away. And as I got closer, it became apparent it was a cow.
Did you check the undercarriage?
Well, you can kind of see.
Udders?
A little bit, yeah. Okay. But, yeah, I did not.
You didn't try to milk it, did you?
I did not try and milk. I took a wide berth because I didn't know if it was like a mad cow, rabid cow. Upset cow. It was a gangster cow.
Gangster cow.
I'm not used to city cows. Like, no. Country cows is one thing.
Sure.
This is kind of a city cow. What do you do with a cow hanging out in public?
Any bling on the cow?
There's no bling on the cow. But I also looked around for any people. Like, I was waiting
looking
for
a cow?
Yeah.
Anybody looking for a cow?
Hey, have you seen a cow?
Who let the cows out?
Who let the cows out, indeed. It's funny you say, when you preface a story by going, okay, I believe that all crazy stories emanate from Florida or Australia.
Yes.
I saw a video 2 days ago of a koala bear.
Yeah.
Walking the streets of, I think it was Sydney, literally walking on a sidewalk in a downtown area in Sydney.
Yeah.
And comes across the entrance to a pharmacy. Stands at the door of the pharmacy and the automatic door is open. And the koala bear walks into the pharmacy. There's a bunch of people start getting close to it, taking pictures and stuff like that. And the people that work there, they're not freaked out. And the koala bear is just hanging out, looking around. And eventually the koala bear, after a couple minutes, walks back out. The doors open up. It walks out and starts to head back on its way. And there were a couple of people that walked alongside it and apparently led it across the street to get to a tree so it can hang out in a tree. But crazy things, man.
You never know. But there you go. Australia and Florida.
Australia and Florida.
And just a cow.
That's a cow, all right.
And I got to figure it belongs to somebody.
Well, they don't have orphan cows, do they?
I don't think so.
It's a commodity.
Somebody's missing their cow.
Definitely
now,
missing their cow.
I ran past. I went and looped around and came back. And when I came back, maybe 10 minutes later, cow was gone. So either somebody found their cow, or the cow wandered off into
or
some other neighborhood.
Or something found the cow.
Well, maybe.
This is Florida.
It is quite possible.
I'm surprised you guys didn't become like best friends. You're like a cow's best friend.
Yeah, kind of. You'd think a cow would be pro-Doug.
And by the way, there was no milk on the plane for Doug. I know everyone's wondering, probably.
You're my best friend.
You You laughed out loud when I ordered the milk.
Well, me and Gator both looked. Yeah.
Well, I didn't
the drink cart came by, and we're like, here we go.
I could hardly hear on the flight, but I did when the stewardess came over and asked, would you like something to drink? Whatever. stewardess. When she came over and asked you, would you like something to drink? I was like, oh, what's Doug? I wonder if Doug's going to get a beer. And I hear muffled, do you have milk? no, you're right. It was a flight attendant. It was a dude. And he's like, no, we don't have milk.
Well, hold on.
And then he judged you.
I was about to say, he didn't quite sound as judgmental as you did right there. but shout out to Frontier Airlines, because last time I flew them, they did have milk. So thank you, Frontier. Yeah.
Well, at 9 o'clock at night, or 8 o'clock at night, I suppose, and I don't think most people are looking for a glass of milk, unless it's warm.
I don't think people are very frequently looking for milk on planes, but I'm okay with that. I get the cookies. I dip my cookies in the milk. That's my routine, man. So I got water instead.
Did you dip your cookies in the water?
No, I did not dip my cookies in the water. But no nuts on the plane because somebody had a peanut allergy.
Should have gone with the Cheez-Its. They were whole wheat Cheez-Its.
Were they?
Yeah.
Like whole grain. They didn't taste the
whole
same.
Whole grain. Nice right? They did not taste the same.
They didn't. We both went with the Cheez-Its. And like
I point out to King. It says whole grain here. I'm like, Dogger, love these things.
Why did you hand them over? Almost everything we get, if there's a whole grain option, we get the whole grain option in the Karsh household.
No kidding.
Yeah.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.